opening. We are still in this chapter that in our nafal ibadat we should not go to the extremes, there should be moderation. And which comes in the hadith sharif, the best of nafal ibadat is that which is continual, even if it is little bit, but it is done always. Not like a roller coaster, one day we make lot of ibadat and after that nothing. Or like in Ramzan, we did all the ibadat and after Ramzan nothing. But it should carry on all the time. So that is the ibadat which Allah Ta'ala loves a lot. The hadith that we read, the second hadith, where the three people had come to the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and one of them said, I will make namaz all the time and I will not sleep at night. The other one said, I will keep rozas all the time, every day. And the third one said, I won't marry, I'll just stay single so that I can make all Allah's ibadat all the time. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard of that, he said, I have the most fear of Allah Ta'ala and akhirat is most in front of my eyes, and I get married also and I make Allah's ibadat. I keep rozas also, and days I don't keep rozas also. I sleep at night also, and I make ibadat also. In other words, moderation in everything. So further, the explanation of this hadith and some valuable points. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person who does not follow my sunnah is not of me, that is not of the ummah. Yeah, is not of me means that he does not follow my teachings and hence is not my follower. So we see even in ibadat, we are not left on our own to think how much I want to make ibadat. In that also we must see what was the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the highest form, to follow the sunnah even in our ibadat. Not that we think we are very pious and we will do so much and so much ibadat. We must follow our Nabi in that also. So we can see in all matters how important it is to follow sunnah. And today by and large we have discarded sunnah in our lives, our dressing etc., our lifestyle, our education system. We are far, far from the sunnah. Ali ibn Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Uthman ibn Ma'zun radiyallahu ta'ala anhu were the three sahaba described in this hadith. The three sahaba who came and said that they will make so much and so much ibadat, these were those sahaba. The hadith reinforces the balance and natural system of Islam as opposed to other faiths, such as Christianity. Islam has shown perfect moderation. That is also one aspect of ummatan wasata, a balanced nation. And that Islam is a perfect system that has allowed for everything. Not like Christianity, where they have their own self, Allah did not impose it upon them. Their own self, monasticism. That is, they go and live in the monasteries. The priests say they will not get married, and the nuns say they will not get married, and they stay there single. But there, then how many illegitimate children are born? Small babies, skeletons are found under the wooden floors, hidden away in the cupboards, because that's not a natural system. Allah has put desire in man and in woman, and they should get married. And that is the system of Islam. Not that you don't get married and show a big front of piety, that I don't get married, I only make Allah's ibadat. That's not the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We must follow the sunnah properly. And as Allah has made us, that is the way we should try and live, and not try and become farishtas. We should live the proper way, that is the safe and the correct way. Islam does not advocate monasticism. Rather, it encourages marriage that allows a person to counter lustful desires and to foster chastity. Islam is encouraged to get married and said nikah is half of one's iman. Islam is a person who is a married person, his ibadat reward is double that of a single person. The person who is married has got responsibility of his wife. If he's got children, he's got responsibility of his children. His family's rights, now his in-laws' rights. You have to see to all that. And still he makes Allah's ibadat, so he gets double the reward of that person who hasn't got a wife and doesn't have to worry of looking after his wife, children, etc., the in-laws. So Islam has shown that to live, and also by getting married, a person's desires which naturally Allah has kept in him. Now Allah has made a halal, jais way he can satisfy himself. In that way he'll save himself from haram. And if a person doesn't get married, those desires are there. Somewhere along the line he will get involved in haram. So Allah has made a beautiful system, and for all that is sawab. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion told the sahaba that when a person meets with his wife, satisfies himself, he gets sawab. The sahaba was surprised. They said, we fulfill our desires and we'll get sawab in that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, had you fulfilled your desire in a haram way with some other woman, shouldn't there be sin on you? He said, yes, definitely. So he said, when you did it the right way, there is sawab for you. And Allah give us tawfiq, whenever we do satisfy ourselves, make the niyat that we want to keep ourselves pure and clean. And in that way we will see our thoughts won't go to other women. We won't look at other women. We won't have contact with other women. And we will get this great reward from Allah Ta'ala. The tremendous sacrifices and worship of the Sahaba and pious predecessors should serve as an inspiration for us. On the other hand, we mustn't go to the other extreme and we don't make any ibadat whatsoever. We should look at the lives of the Sahaba, the pious elders, like for Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, has written the kitab of the Ramzan of our pious elders. And see how much ibadat they make, and we also should try. This does not mean we don't make any ibadat. We should try and make as much as we can, but with not exceeding the limits, but as much as we can. These should not make us despondent, nor should they lead us to form unrealistic goals. We shouldn't make so much ibadat that we can't maintain it anymore, and now we give it up. And also don't make our goals so high that we cannot reach there. For example, whole night we're not going to sleep, etc. We shouldn't make such difficult things upon us. How much we can, and the correct way is, we all should make nafil ibadat and make to start off with a reasonable amount, small amount, and then gradually increase it. How we can manage, we should try and increase it that as we go along. We should strive to perform what Allah Ta'ala desires from us. In the Quran, it's Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will make for those people who bring Iman and Amani Saliha the love in the entire creation. Then in the explanation of that, it comes in the Hadith that a person gains the greatest closeness to Allah by the Faraz acts, all our Faraz Ibadah. And he keeps on gaining closeness to Allah by Nafal Ibadah. How much he will make nafal ibadat, so much he will come closer to Allah and have nisbat connection with Allah Ta'ala. And so much then he'll get the love of deen. Gunas will automatically go out of his life. Good deeds will become beloved to him. That is when we do our nafal ibadat. So we should make our nafal and gradually increase it in proportion to our abilities and circumstances. Everyone is different. Everyone hasn't got that physical strength, that spiritual strength. Everyone is not free to do. Others are so occupied in earning their living, to see to their wives and their children, etc. And other people, their income is easy. They don't have to work so hard. So everyone, according to his position, he should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and endeavor and try and excel in that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.